Hello and welcome. Today, we are going to talk about one of the most important moments in a game of Texas Hold'em poker. It is a moment where big decisions are made and large amounts of money can be won or lost. This moment is called the turn. Imagine a poker hand is like a story with four parts. The beginning is before any community cards are dealt, when you only have your two private cards. The second part is the flop, when the first three community cards are revealed. This is where the main plot of the story begins to form. The end of the story is the river, the final card. But in between the flop and the river is the middle of the story, the turn. This is the fourth community card. The turn is often where the plot twists, the tension rises, and the hero must make a critical choice. After the flop, you have a good idea of your hand's potential. You might have a strong made hand, like two pair, or a promising drawing hand, like four cards to a flush. But there are still two more cards to come. This means there is still a lot of uncertainty. When the turn card is dealt, much of that uncertainty disappears. Now, only one card remains. The picture of your final hand is much, much clearer. In fact, poker experts have calculated that on the turn, you have seen most of the cards that will determine the hand's outcome. Your chance of winning, what we call your equity, is now much more defined. Think of it like building a puzzle. On the flop, you only have half the pieces in place. On the turn, over 70% of the pieces are there. You can see the final image much more clearly. Because the picture is clear, the decisions on the turn become more critical. This is where players with strong hands want to build a large pot, and players with weak hands might try one last brave bluff. Let's talk about the most important tool you have to make these decisions, pot odds. Pot odds are simply a way of comparing the price of a bet to the prize you could win. Imagine you are at a market. There is a mystery box that costs $1.50 to open. You look inside the box and see it already contains $150. So, you are paying $50 for a chance to win the $150 already inside, plus the $50 you are adding. The total prize is now $200. The price is $50. This is the basic idea of pot odds. Let's use a real poker example. The pot has $100 in it. Your opponent bets $50. To continue in the hand, you must call, which means matching their $50 bet. The price is $50. The prize is the $100 already in the pot plus your opponent's $50 bet, which totals $150. So you are risking $50 to win $150. This gives you pot odds of 150-50. Which simplifies to 3-1. What does 3-1 mean? It means that to make this call profitable in the long run, you need to win the hand at least one out of every four times. If your chance of winning is better than 25%, calling is the right mathematical play. If it's worse, you should probably fold. On the turn, this calculation is very direct because you are only one card away from the end. But there is another layer to this. Sometimes, the money already in the pot is not the only prize you are playing for. You also have to think about the money you might win on the final card, the river. This is called implied odds. Implied odds are the extra money you expect to win if you hit your hand. Let's say you have a flush draw on the turn. This means you have four cards of the same suit and need one more to make a powerful flush. You calculate the pot odds, and they aren't quite good enough to call. It seems like the price is a little too high for the prize. But then you look at your opponent. You believe they have a very strong hand, like three of a kind. You know that if you hit your flush on the river, they will have a hard time folding. They will likely call another bet from you. That extra money you expect to win on the river is your implied odds. It's like a potential bonus that can make an otherwise incorrect call a very profitable one. Of course, there is a dark side to this idea. It is called reverse implied odds. This is the extra money you might lose if you hit your hand, but it turns out to be second best. For example, you have a draw to a straight, like holding 8-9 on a board of 6-7 king 2. If a 5 comes on the river, you make your straight. You feel great and bet a lot of money. But what if your opponent was holding 8-9 as well? No, what if your opponent was holding 9-10? Then the 5 on the river gives them a higher straight. You made your hand, but it became a trap that will cause you to lose even more money. When you are drawing to a hand that is not the best possible version, you must always be careful of reverse implied odds. The turn card itself tells a huge part of the story. It changes the board texture, which is just a way of describing what the community cards look like. If the board on the flop was two spades and a heart, and the turn card is another spade, the texture has become very dangerous. Now, a flush is possible. We call this a wet board. Any player with two spades in their hand just became very happy, or any player with one spade now has a flush draw. If the board was rainbow, meaning three different suits, and the turn is a low card that doesn't seem to connect with anything, we call that a blank or a dry card. This card probably didn't help anyone very much. Understanding how the turn card changes the board is key to reading your opponent's hand and deciding on your strategy. So, with all this information, what do you do on the turn? Your actions should tell a story. If you have a very strong hand, like a full house or a flush, your goal is to get more money into the pot. This is called value betting. You want to bet an amount that your opponent will call with a weaker hand. Think of it like being a shopkeeper. If you set the price too high, no one will buy. If you set it too low, you don't make enough profit. A good value bet on the turn is often between half and three quarters of the pot size. This charges opponents for their drawing hands and gets paid by weaker made hands. What if you have a drawing hand, like a flush draw or a straight draw? You could just call a bet if the pot odds are right. But another powerful option is to bet or raise yourself. This is called a semi-bluff. It's a semi-bluff because it's not a pure lie. You have two ways to win. First, your opponent might just fold to your bet, and you win the pot right there. Second, they might call, but you could hit your hand on the river and win a much bigger pot. A semi-bluff turns a passive drawing hand into an aggressive one, putting pressure on your opponent. Sometimes you might have nothing at all. You missed the flop, and the turn card didn't help either. Here, you could consider a pure bluff, but it's risky. A common type of turn bluff is the double barrel. This is when you bet on the flop, got called, and then bet again on the turn. You are continuing your story. You told your opponent you had a strong hand on the flop, and by betting again, you are saying, "I still have a strong hand. Are you sure you want to continue?" This can be very effective, especially if the turn card is a scary card, like an ace or a card that completes a flush draw. Let's walk through one final example to bring it all together. You are holding the ace of spades and the king of spades. The flop comes jack of spades, 10 of spades, and the 2 of diamonds. You have a flush draw with the two highest possible spades, and you also have a draw to a straight. A fantastic drawing hand. Your opponent bets and you call. Now, the turn card comes, the 7 of spades. Suddenly, your draw is complete. You now have the best possible flush, what we call the nut flush. You cannot lose, unless the board pairs on the river and your opponent has a full house. Your opponent acts first and bets again, about half the size of the pot. What do you do? Your first thought might be to just call. This is called slow playing, hiding the strength of your hand to hopefully trap your opponent on the river. But is that the best play? Your main goal now is to make the pot as big as possible. If you just call, your opponent might check on the river if a fourth spade comes, fearing you have a flush. A better option is often to raise. By raising on the turn, you force your opponent to make a difficult decision right now. If they have a weaker flush, two pair, or a set, they will very likely call your raise. You are building the pot while you have the best hand. Your raise tells a story of strength, but on a board with three spades, that story is very believable. Raising here will, more often than not, make you more money than just calling. Even the experts debate the perfect way to play on the turn. They argue about the exact best size for a bet, or how often one should bluff versus bet for value. This is because poker is a game of incomplete information played against thinking people. There is no single, perfect answer for every situation. Your ability to adapt your strategy based on the specific turn card, the previous action, and your read on the opponent is what separates good players from great ones. In summary, the turn is the pivotal middle of the hand. It is where the picture becomes clear and the stakes get high. To play it well, you must understand pot odds to know if you are getting the right price to continue. You should consider implied odds, the potential bonus you can win later. Pay close attention to how the turn card changes the board and what story your opponent is telling with their bets. Finally, decide on your own story. Are you value betting a monster hand, semi-bluffing a strong draw, or making a brave double-barrel bluff? Mastering these decisions on the turn will fundamentally change your poker game for the better.